U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Back in 2000, my first husband and I moved from Oakland, California, to East Flatbush, Brooklyn. We scraped together $700 a month in rent, which even we knew was a steal for a one-bedroom apartment. We were artists, free spirits, we liked to believe, young and creative and broke. It was a neighborhood of Caribbean immigrants. I felt like a tourist buying Jamaican cocoa bread and Trinidadian cachilla at the corner market. I loved moving through a sea of black and brown faces, faces like my own. But my neighbors knew I was the not from around there new girl living with the Mexican guy, and that neither of us really belonged. "That's not your cat," someone once yelled out through an open window as I carried a neighborhood stray back to my building. Once or twice, I met other not-from-there people who had bought townhouses in the neighborhood. And rather than thinking twice about a thing like gentrification, I felt simply jealous. That marriage ended. I started making more money and moved to a trendy neighborhood. I paid three times my old rent, and my ability to do so helped propel rent hikes that marginalized many original residents. Living there assured my ego that I had arrived. Much of the history of the neighborhood got painted over, renovated, razed, and rebuilt. I recently overheard a conversation that went like this. "Is gentrification good or bad?" someone said. "It depends on who you ask," the other person answered. It seemed to be a way of avoiding the difficult aspects of the topic, aspects that reveal our deeply held attitudes about race, wealth, and perceived worth. But I like how today's poem by Michigan-based poet Franny Choi wades right into the fray. Gentrifier by Franny Choi. The new grocery store sells real cheese, edging out the plastic bodega substitute. The new neighbors know how to feed their children, treat themselves to oysters sometimes, other times to brunch. Finally, some good pastrami around these parts. New cafe on Broadway, new trees in the sidewalk. Everyone can breathe a little easier. Neighborhood association throws a block party, builds a dog park right in the middle of the baseball field. Crime Watch listserv snaps photos of suspicious natives. How'd all these ghosts get in my yard? Cop on speed dial. Arrange flowers as the radio croons orders. Rubber on tar. Skin on steel. An army of MacBook Pros guarding its French presses. Revival pioneers. Meanwhile, white college grads curse their racist neighbors, get drunk at Olneyville warehouse punk shows, ride their bikes on the right side of the road, say West End like a badge, while folks on the other side of Cranston Street shake their heads and laugh, interrogation lamps burning down their stoops, banks gutting their houses. I look more like the Cambodian kids against that wall than any of my roommates, but feel safest within 2 miles of an espresso machine. Look around at parties and think, fresh saplings, revival pioneers. No folks look at me on my bike and think, Ivy League, dog park, treat yourself to a neighborhood sometimes. None of this land is mine, but our footprints are everywhere. Silent battlefront, we new settlers shove into our back pockets, lump in our collective throat as we chase a new world, sweep the foyer, promise we'll help clean up the mess. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.